let's get into Spooner a little. What are some of your big takeaways from Spooner's work?
So recently, I was on a podcast with Carrie Wedler. She's a pretty good anarchist libertarian YouTuber. I had her on my show, and she introduced me to some works of Spooner. And I had studied it a little bit with Fee. I think for one article, I might have cited like a quote from Spooner, but it really opened my eyes to the fallacy of constitutionalism, because I've always, since I was like more conservative or libertarian within like the last 3 or 4 years, I've always been like, oh yeah, I'm a constitutionalist. You know, I like the Constitution. The Constitution protects our rights. And then reading Spooner made me realize that it doesn't, like, at all, like not even a little bit. It should, you know, I still think it's a good document. I'm not trashing the Constitution, but I'm trashing the power that people think it has, because it really doesn't have much. I mean, since this country's inception, the government has walked all over the Constitution. So reading Spooner, I don't know if I'm ever going to become like an anarcho-capitalist or an anarchist or something, but it definitely put me into that direction, because I think one of his main philosophies was just that the Constitution basically either can't protect our rights, or it created this government that can't. And I'm a little bit disenchanted with it lately. But that's not to say that I hate it. I wish it was more powerful, but it's just not.
It's difficult when you have people trying to abide by a document, and if they do a really bad job, you can't opt out of funding them. I mean, imagine if like restaurants got your money, whether they brought the food to the table or they didn't. That's going to attract the most evil people to work at the restaurant over time, and you're never going to get the food, and they're always going to want more money. So,
but the sign on the door says you're going to get your food. So you're like, oh my God, the sign on the door says I'm going to get my food. Oh my God. And you can scream about that all you want, but if the sign on the door isn't holding these people accountable, then it's kind of a useless sign. So I like the rule on the sign of the door. I really enjoy all the amendments. I enjoy the First Amendment. I enjoy the Second Amendment. It's great. It was written by geniuses. I'm so grateful that they wrote that, because we have a basis for a large part of our ideology as people who lean more conservative or libertarian or even anarchist. But what does it actually do? Not much. And I know, like, at the Supreme Court, you know, things are decided based off the Constitution, but not as, like, not nearly as many things, as many things as there should be. I mean, I feel like there's so many unconstitutional laws these days, and nobody really talks about it until it comes to like Roe v. Wade or whatever. Like, it comes to the hot button issues, but so many little things that just kind of fly under the radar really piss me off.